Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and... Oh, that's right, he's not here today. Just Brian Haydad here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining me here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. I appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service minimum out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird if Brupolo was in Yarborough.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away over at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're not cooking out this weekend, well, then go enjoy a steak at one of our outstanding steakhouses across this great state of ours. Whatever you're wanting to do, this 4th of July, the 4th of July is a holiday that is around the grill. If you aren't grilling out this 4th of July, are you really an American? I don't, well, that's a discussion for another day. If you're cooking out this weekend, make it beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I think they need to clear something up. That I saw on the On3 message board. I'm not at all in any way, shape, or form encouraging you to buy Adidas. I'm just saying to buy Mississippi State gear. There's plenty of great Mississippi State gear that doesn't have the three stripes on it. So check that out. And College Corner has it. They have it in spades. So check it out at their website, collegecornerstore.com, or of either of their Jackson locations, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. CollegeCornerStore.com is the website. Everything you're looking for, maroon and white, it's at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. I love a trip to Restaurant Tyler. I haven't been in a couple weeks, so that means I'm jonesing. I've got the shakes a little bit. I got to go get the Haydad meal, which is blackened catfish, cheese grits, mac and cheese. It's a little carb heavy, but that's okay. It's okay. It's still low calorie. It's still not bad for you because, you know, it's all in moderation. A little cornbread. It's still, again, it's carb heavy, but the blackened catfish balances out. That's the healthy portion of the thing. That's what we're going to go with anyway. If you want to have a fantastic lunch, if you enjoy a great blue plate lunch here in the state of Mississippi, the best to be had is at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need them on your schedule. You need a bank that's going to provide a level of service. You're only going to get it at Priority One Bank. They know you is better than they know your money. Let Priority One Bank show you, make you their priority. All right, great show, even though it's just me today, because it's not just me for most of it. I scored a one-on-one with a guy I would not want to go one-on-one with because it would be 11-0. But that's Josh Hubbard. Josh Hubbard joins us later on the podcast. Just caught him after practice on Monday afternoon. Talked about a lot of stuff this upcoming season from his new teammates and got to know him a little bit better. Some stuff I didn't know about Josh Hubbard that I thought was really cool. But we got to start with baseball, and that is with the addition of – I'm going to make sure I'm pronouncing everything. You never know these days, man. And what I say is, you know, if you join the team, I'll learn how to pronounce your name. Davion Hixon is the name. I want to make sure it wasn't Davon or something like that. That's a guy that if you listen to Friday's Thunder and Lightning, we talked about him there. Obviously, Robbie had been talking about him for weeks over on the On3 website, talking about how he had scheduled his official visit, I think, a couple weeks. He had locked in his official visit a couple weeks ago and was on campus this past weekend. Obviously, a ton of interest and just another quality arm. Now, go back to what Robbie and I talked about a little bit. Another right-hander. But at some point, it just becomes, look, if you've got, I mean, if I, you know, to play the, you know, the the game here, you know, amongst all-timers. If you tell me my pitching rotation is Maddux and Smoltz and let's say Lincecum and Kershaw's right-handed, isn't he? I think he is. That son of a hate him. You know, at some point, it doesn't matter if you have great elite pitching. You know, you'd like to have some lefties for some matchups here and there, but by and large, you know, you're going to be okay. And Hickson is a guy that, you know, at Rice, if you, you know, 20 years ago, we would have looked at Davion Hickson and gone, oh, I don't know, because win loss was such a thing. You know, he's 2-7, but he's on a terrible team. Teams hit 220 against him. He got a ton of strikeouts. He's got great tools. This is another plus arm to be added to Valinkis and Ryan McPherson and Ben Davis. And you know, I keep coming back to Evan Cieri and how much better he was in the second half of the season. And I just think that State Sunday starter, or if that's their Preston Johnson kind of role this year, this is, I don't know about the lineup just yet until I know for sure what Acer East is going to do. But I know for sure that the pitching looks like what you need to compete for a national title. And I mean, I'm not going to say win because you know, there's so much involved in that. But competing for a national title, this team is going to have what it takes on the mound. So Hickson's just another guy, and you know they're still looking at other pieces there. They're still looking, you know, for another left-hander. We'll see if Dylan Loy ends up becoming a Bulldog or how that's going to work. They just have the pieces in place that quite honestly they didn't have a season ago, you know, and I think a big piece of that is Justin Parker. You know, we had some debate about Parker before the decision was made to bring him back. And talking about recruiting and how, you know, he didn't have a great year in the portal last year. And how, you know, he made the decision to stick with his guys. I don't know, man. At this point, I'm willing to just kind of see, just like I said, I'm just really kind of willing to throw all the blame on Chris Lemonis for that. That State's inability to get these big names, I put it more on him than anything else because now we're seeing, you know, what this pitching staff is starting to look like under Justin Parker and Brian O'Connor. It's really night and day. It really is. And like I said, this is this is going to be a pitching staff that has what it takes. We'll see about the lineup. And I understand that, you know, when you get to Omaha, pitching and defense is really what wins. You got to be able to pitch, you got to be able to field. But to get to Omaha, you got to be able to hit. And so right now, State has a really good lineup. It's an outstanding lineup, but that includes Ace Reese, and they need his bat in the middle of that order. So we'll see. You know, we got to sweat out another. I keep going back to what I said yesterday. I would rather just die than find out I'm going to die. You know, I'd rather just wait, not wake up tomorrow than be told today that I'm not going to wake up on Friday. I mean, I just going forward. Let's all agree to this. If you have information, but that's not like this is happening shortly. If your information is, hey, look, this could happen, and what the this could happen is bad, just don't say it. Just ixnay on that. Let's just all find out together at the same time. I would much rather just be quick and be over than let it drag out for a week like we're doing right now. This is awful. That being said, I believe, you know, the last I checked with people is that it's leaning towards it's not going to be a problem. What's going to hurt the most, not really hurt the most, is what's going to be painful is you're not going to get anything. It's not like I don't think Ace Reese is going to tweet another let's run it back. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's just going to be the portal closes and he's either in or he's out. And if he's in staying to Mississippi State, there just won't be any communication whatsoever. Just be like, all right, well. Yeah, you'll look around on Thursday and go, well, I guess he's staying. And that's just the way it'll go. So, yeah, I just don't know, man. I just don't know sometimes with this stuff. So, just from now on, just if you got bad news, let's just sit on that. You know, if I have bad news that's not happening right that second, you know, something bad happens and I know it, like I get the text that says, hey, this is going to happen. We'll report it and we're going to officially announce it in 10 minutes. Okay. 10 minutes, we can all wait. But if I find out something that's like, hey, this could happen next week, I'm just gonna be like, eh. I'll try to prepare you. I'll try to do it subconsciously, but I'm not gonna just be like, hey, this could happen. You see what I'm saying? Just this is painful. Just painful. All right, let's move. Yeah, like I said, it's just not a lot of news today. The Hicks and stuff is cool. And obviously, when Robbie gets back, I think we may have to push the rumblings a day or two. I'm not sure yet because Robbie, I don't know when he's going to be back tomorrow, but we'll get his thoughts on this. He's the guy who's been report. He who had the all of the information on this particular recruitment. And by the time we record again, we'll be, you know, I think at that moment we should. If by the time Robbie and I record tomorrow, you know, you're talking about the portal would be closed. If he and I were to record around this time tomorrow, the portal would be about 10 hours from closing. Hopefully by that point we have. I will say this about Reese. If it does the thing where he waits until the last minute to announce that, that's not great. That's not great. You know, you should at least give your team some opportunity to replace you. So we'll see how that all works out. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District and the Older Brother, which is also in the heart of the Cotton District. Two great restaurants, two fantastic places to eat, two places that you can find Brian Haydad pretty often. And if you want to enjoy great food with me, you should be checking them out yourself. I imagine everybody has been to Two Brothers listening to this podcast. If you haven't, I would the only way I would say you haven't been to Two Brothers is if you haven't been in Starkville in the last decade. Otherwise, you should have been there. The Older Brother, I can forgive. It's still kind of new, but you need to make that opportunity, take that opportunity and get over to the Older Brother. Cotton District is growing every day. We're seeing new stuff pop up, but those two things will be the anchors for a long, long time. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in Starkville. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Did, brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service on that product, hey, it's the same people that take care of you time in and time out. You know them, and you don't need to worry about being on hold. You don't need to worry about making an appointment. You don't need to worry about a week to 10 days before somebody can get out there to help you. It's all taken care of because you've dealt with a Mississippi business just like your own. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Are you going to be in Starkville anytime soon? Great. You need to shop at Maroon & Co. If you're not going to be here, no problem. Just use the website, maroonandco.com. Everything maroon and white is there. Again, you don't have to buy Adidas. Buy Horn Legend or Gentile or Peter Millar or any number of cool brands that are putting out great Mississippi State gear with the state script, with the M over S, with the interlocking. It's all right there for you at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. It's hot out there, so that means you're going to be working in the yard. You don't want to be working all day. You need John Deere power backing you up. You can get that with our friends at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. If it's a simple job that you just want to get one of their awesome mowers for, or if you got bigger jobs where you need the John Deere Gator or the John Deere commercial tractors, everything right there for you at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. And great financing to be had as low as 0% on some items. Whatever you're doing on the weekends, if you are a fixer-upper, if you are a gardener, if you are a lawnsman, if you're a cook, everything is at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. They're in Saltillo. Check them out today, Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. All right, let's get in now to my talk with Josh Hubbard. Great conversation with him. Really enjoyed it. All interviews here on Thunder and Lightning are brought to you by the good folks over at Alora Modern Wellness. Josh talks in his interview about recuperation and recovery. You know, when you work out hard, and nowadays we all have to do it. All right, there's no getting around the fact that we all need to exercise, but part of that regimen has to be recuperation and recovery. That's when you turn to our friends at Alora Modern Wellness. Our guy Rich Lopez over there can put together a plan that's going to make you feel better as soon as you walk out the door. You come in, you're feeling sore, you're tired, you're exhausted. You walk out refreshed and ready to face every challenge in front of you. AloraModernWellness.com is the website. Check them out. You can book online. Everything can be taken care of, and you will be feeling 100 times better when you walk out than when you walked in. Let's go now to our interview with Mississippi State basketball's all SEC and potential SEC player of the year, Josh Hubbard. The Thunder and Lightning exclusive here on Super Talk Mississippi. I am joined now by Josh Hubbard. What kind of adjectives do you like to hear about yourself? I'll throw them in right now. Handsome, sharp shooting. I mean, what do we want? How would I describe Josh Hubbard?
Oh man, I want to be remembered on this earth as, just a person that spread the word of God. Just a leader in every area of his life. Just a person that came to work every day and just gave it his all.
All right. We'll go with that then. I'll put that in the podcast description for you, so it'll be right there. All right. If I were going to make an NBA comp about you, if I said, Josh, when I watch you play, it reminds me of this player. Who? What's the player you want to hear at the end of that?
Oh man, it's a lot of great players, man. Just to hear anybody in the NBA is a compliment. But for me myself, I would say maybe a little bit of Damian Lillard, not the complete package, just a little bit. I try to take a few things with him off of ball screens and things like that. So maybe hearing his name will brighten my day.
One of the big debates in the NBA this year has been this face of the NBA debate. It's like everywhere you go, they're trying to find out who is, now that LeBron and Durant are kind of winding down in their careers, they're trying to find that next guy. To bring it here, we were talking about who is the face of Mississippi State, and that's a title that I would think Dak Prescott has held, Jake Mangum has held it, Victoria Vivian has held it. I'm giving it to you right now. I would say if somebody said who is the face of Mississippi State athletics, I would say it's Josh Hubbard. I'm sure that's not something you ever think about, but now that you hear it, what does it make you think about?
Oh man, it's a blessing for sure. I've heard it a few times. There's a lot of great athletes on campus with a lot of different sports. Just to hear my name as the face from a lot of top people, it's definitely a blessing. I'm super grateful. I can't take all the credit. A lot of work has been put in from those I've learned from. Just a team sport. So I can't take it all the credit.
Josh, this off season, I know you guys just wrapped up practice. He told me you have extra shooting after practice. So I mean, you're taking that extra step. What has been your biggest focus thus far this off season? What is the attribute you need to add to your game coming up this year?
Yeah, after the NBA draft and hearing some things about myself that I could get better at. Everybody wants to improve their game. They want to be the best player they can be. For me personally, it was just little things like percentages, left foot, left hand floaters, right hand floaters, the mid-range game and things like that. So that's been taken into account. And so I'm just working my game on every aspect. And so just so I can be a complete player.
I feel like football and baseball are the sports that we talk about analytics the most. Where you're breaking down percentage, but what you're just saying right there, what are the analytics of basketball that you're looking at when you go into a game?
I think the main thing, of course, is just your field goal percentage. You want to be efficient each and every night. Of course, that this is going to be days where you're not hitting as much as you want to, but just that's when the mentality comes in. Just having a strong mentality, to keep shooting. You just work on being efficient. I think a lot of players, that's what they work on, especially in college, just to see the efficiency, and that comes from a lot of hard work too.
What's the biggest difference between your game today versus when you arrived at Mississippi State 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think when I arrived, I was rushing, playing at a fast pace, just being fast all over the place. I think now, with my experience going into my junior year, the game has slowed down, a lot for me. More of a slow to fast pace, and visualizing a lot of reads before they happen, making good reads. And so I think that's the main thing with me now, just improving my IQ, improving my decision-making, making quicker decisions.
I know you're only a few, you're very early in the process with this new team. What's something, though, that you see right now that you're thinking, okay, we didn't have this a year ago. This is something we've added this year that fans are going to see.
Yeah. From the jump, even from when everybody got here, I love our energy. There's a lot more transfers there are returnees. And the one thing that I like about the new guys is that from the bottom to the top. Like they all want to learn and just learn the program, and they're hungry for to get, of course, now like everybody's playing for playing time, you know, every college is. And so they want to learn, they want to get better, they want to buy in into the program. I think this year it's going to be more of a different program, you know, a more of a buy-in, more of a buy-in of a culture. And I think we're headed towards that direction.
So you mentioned about leadership when we started off this conversation. What defines Josh Hubbard as a leader?
Being in the position that I am, you know, as a point guard, I have to be vocal 24/7. So, for me, it starts in practice. You know, when you have hard days, or you know, if the day isn't going right, you know, just being that vocal leader, recognizing, and creating more of a positive spirit for everybody. You know, somebody's down, you know, pick them up. You know, talking on defense, talking on offense, and things like that, and then just bonding off the court as well. I think that's a major thing.
And of course, you know, being a leader on the court, off the court means leading in the community. I want you to tell me about the Josh Hubbard showcase.
Yeah, man. This was year two for me. It was great. We got top of the girls and boys in high school, and so that I just love that event for me because I just get go back home and see all the people that I grew up with, you know, compete and play, and everybody loves basketball. Mississippi is a basketball state, and so just to see the kids' parents, family just come down and support their kid, and then have the ability to play for scholarship money. You know, that's my way of giving back for the next generation. And so it's always been bigger than me, and so I just wanted to give back in some way that this game has given to me. So.
You know, I feel like there's such a negative connotation sometimes with NIL that people just be like, oh, it's these athletes and they're being greedy. That's why it's great to see things like this where people give back to the community. You know, is there a moment from this past showcase that stood out to you where like, man, this is really cool?
Man, I think my favorite thing was the coaches that came back. People like Jozon Darby, he played at Ole Miss. Ron Lothrich played with the Warriors. We had a WNBA player there for the girls, and so all these people were Mississippi, you know, driven people. Wayne Brent coached at Jackson State, and so just to have these people around these kids, you know, they have so much knowledge, and just to have their contact and get them there and to spread that knowledge that they know, just to see as a Mississippian that it's possible to get to the next level. And so that was the main thing for me, and that's one thing that I loved is in those practices, in those games, you know, they were hard on them, so it was more of a college-like experience for them, so when they do go to college that they're prepared.
I may or may not have said some unkind words to Jozon Darby during his time at Ole Miss. I won't confirm or deny any of that. So I may have also said some things to Keith Carter in his time at Ole Miss as well. But we'll talk about that another time. I'm one of the guys that I'm excited about. One of your new teammates is Jaden Epps. I'm looking forward to seeing what you and he can do in the backcourt. What is that going to look like for you?
Man, it's exciting. You know, for me, I'm excited because, you know, I love seeing just on his visit, you know, it was just fun to meet him. Because we're kind of similar and alike. You know, we both got that spark, that energy, on both sides of the ball. And so I love that he's here. He definitely brings pressure off me. I bring pressure off him. I feel like Jabari's that same way, from UAB. And so just the combo guards that we have, you know, we can all bring the ball up the court and we all can play off the ball. I think that's one of our best advantages on other teams. And so once we get things figured out, I feel like we have the potential to be very scary.
How many lobs do you plan to throw to Quincy Ballard this year?
Oh man, I told Coach Brooks the other day on the phone, I threw like six lobs in one practice. It was insane.
Did you get them all?
He got them all.
That's what I'm talking about. There we go.
All of them.
I had Blake Shapen on the podcast about a month ago, and I asked him a question. It was basically like this. You know, you think about high school, right? When you're a freshman and you play with those guys for 4 years and you build up chemistry because those are your guys and you've known them all this time. Now you talked about it earlier. There's so many new faces for you around you. In this NIL transfer portal era, how do you build chemistry with that you have to have if you want to be successful?
You know, I was talking about the buy-in, and as of right now, we're doing very great with that. The sacrifices everybody's gonna have to make, that's gonna make or break a team, depending on the team's decision with that. And so, as of right now, we're headed in a good direction as if our ego is not high. We don't care. We all just want to win, And so I think the coaching staff did a great job of that in recruiting, the right guys. And so it, if we all eat, we all get to where we want to be. If one guy eats, the whole family isn't fed. So that's more of our mentality this year.
What is a, you just finished up practice. What does a Chris Jans practice look like?
Oh man, it's very intense. He's gonna get the best out of you every single day, whether it's we just had a game and you come in the next day and it's like a 30-minute walkthrough, or it's one of those days where it's a as of right now, in the summer you only practice for like an hour, but when you're in season, the days get long, and so he brings it every single day. That's one of his attributes that I love about him. He treats everybody the same, and that he's gonna get the best out of you every single day, and no matter what day or what he's going through, he's gonna bring it.
You know, I mentioned Chapin again. Coach Lebby has a lot of what I call Lebbyisms, right? Just stuff he says all the time in press conferences. I've talked to Coach Jans 100 times, and he doesn't have like an over, like a reoccurring bit. What is a Jansism? What's something he says a lot that maybe I don't know about?
Defense.
I could have guessed that one, Josh. I could have guessed that one.
Yeah, he has a lot of sayings. They're more basketball schemes, but I re thinking on it, I can't really think of one either,
I don't think he
outside of
has one.
basketball. But yeah, he's. I tell people all the time, like in interviews or in practice or in the game, he's a tough guy, and a tough coach. But you talk to him, he's really a good guy. I just want those people to know that, he got a funny side to him, a little teddy bear. So,
I'm looking forward to seeing that side from him. I haven't seen it yet, as for some of those games. So, I'm sure you don't know this about yourself, but you have a rep of a ball is life kind of guy. What is the schedule for ball is life? What does a day in Josh Hubbard's life look like?
As of right now in the summer, we lift pretty early on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're doing some type of running, whether that's the mile or we call it tempo running, early in the morning. Then we do a little bit of recovery before practice at about 10 a.m. And then Coach Jans is on you. Practice is hard. You're gonna get after it. Then I go home. I got a dog, so I'll take care of him, and I might get a little nap in with him. And then, I usually come back, get some shots up, just to get my touch back and, just staying comfortable and all that type of things. And I'm doing a bunch of recovery and getting ready for the next day.
We got to know more about the dog. What's the dog's name? What kind of dog is it?
His name is Draco, and he's a Doberman.
Is that a Harry Potter reference? It's
No.
not. Okay. If that had happened, my wife, you would have been her new favorite athlete.
Oh,
You
man.
say. It's a Doberman?
Yes, sir.
That's, is it a big one?
He 4 months right now. He getting
Oh,
there.
okay.
He
Still
getting
a
there.
puppy.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing for fun though? What do you do? When we want to get away from ball, what does
Yeah.
Josh Hubbard like to do? Where's he hanging out?
I'm a big video game guy.
Oh, that's gonna
Love
play in my next question. Go ahead.
Warzone, Call of Duty. Love that 2K, Fortnite, I'm versatile. I love watching movies. I love going to the movie theater, getting popcorn and all that stuff, so
What's your favorite movie that you've seen recently, anyway?
recently, I went with my girlfriend to see the new Lilo and Stitch. That was cool.
Okay.
Sinners was cool. I'm waiting on that new Jurassic World right now. I think that's July 2nd.
I need to go see Sinners, man. Everybody
Yeah.
tells me that movie's awesome. I need to go check it out. You mentioned video games. Today, EA announced they're going to bring back college basketball.
Really?
Yes,
Oh man.
but
What?
it's not a 20, it's a 2028 release. I think we need to find you another year of eligibility if we're
Yeah,
going to play as Josh Hubbard. What are we going to do?
I'll be gone by then, but
Yeah.
maybe they can bring in some throwback teams.
Well, they put those like the ultimate teams and stuff together. There'll be a
Yeah.
Josh Hubbard card in all likelihood.
Yeah.
If you could play as Josh Hubbard, what do you want your attributes to be?
Oh man. I just hope my overall is over 80.
It's got to
That'll
be,
be my
right?
thing. I hope so.
If they did it
That's
this
for them
year,
to judge. That's for them to
yeah.
judge.
If they did it this year, I'm thinking like an 85 with a 92 3-point shooting. Does that work? That would work,
Hey, I'll
right?
take it. I'll
You would
take
take
it.
that. This upcoming season, you know, back-to-back seasons where you've gone to the NCAA tournament. And I feel like, you know, in Chris Jans's tenure here, it's been like, okay, these teams have been good. They've overachieved at times. Maybe last year, you may be a little short. What are the expectations for you on your team this year?
Yeah, I think the foundation we've laid is getting to the NCAA tournament. You know, we can't let that just be the end of our season. You know, we want to achieve more, like you said, overachieve. And so for us to do that, you know, we got to do what we got to do each and every single night. You know, we can't be comfortable and just think that teams are gonna, you know, just give us a ticket, you know, to March Madness. And so once we get there, you know, we got to be hungry, you know, to get more. I think we're headed in that direction. You know, the team knows our history of, you know, first round exit, you know, the past 3 years. And so everybody knows that we got to take that extra step. You know, even our workouts are a little bit harder, you know, just for our mindset to be, you know, uncomfortable, get put us through uncomfortable situations. So we do get there, you know, we know what the mission is.
One last question. I'm the podcasting guy here on the beat. Right now, one of the biggest things in podcasting are these player podcasts. I don't know if you listen to any of them. Like, I know Jeff Teague has a huge one. There's a few others. I've tried to put some others together. If I wanted to put together the Josh Hubbard podcast, A, are you interested? And B, what are we calling it?
My boy Snacks. His name's Thomas Lee, but my boy Snacks, he's actually
That the guy from Jackson
benefited
State?
them. Yeah.
Okay, I remember him. He went
Yeah.
viral a few years ago. Yeah.
He had some he had a name for it. I forgot. It was a great name. I forgot, but man, I'll probably just call it the Hub Show or something.
I said we gotta be better than that now.
Gotta
We
be
got
better than
we'll come
that.
up. I'll think on it and I'll get you a new name next time I see
Maybe
you.
like calling 12 or something like
Okay.
that.
We'll
Calling
figure it out.
12.
I'll let you know what I come up with between
Yeah,
now and then. So,
I got
Josh,
you.
I really appreciate your time today, man. Looking forward to seeing you this season in the Humphrey Coliseum. And I'll talk to you again very soon, man. Appreciate
Yes,
you.
sir. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate Josh's time. And I want to give a special shout out to Matt Dunaway at basketball and to Brandon Langlois over at football for setting up these interviews this year with Blake Shapen and now with Josh Hubbard. I will say now that if he decides to stick around, let's get Ace Reese on the podcast as well. I'm quite sure my buddy Logan Lowry can make that happen for us. And we will hopefully, I am hopeful that that will be the case very, very soon. So, again, thanks to Josh, but again, thanks to Matt and to Brandon for helping me set these interviews up and bring those great interviews to you guys. We will replay that interview on Sports Talk Mississippi. Of course, it's available here on the podcast feed as well. All right, I'm not sure about the rumblings. Let's hold off on the rumblings until we get word from Robbie Faulk onto what we're going to do tomorrow, and then we'll get it going from there. Talk to you guys again on Wednesday. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Century killing machine, burned on the inside of 5-headed team. Now I'm not the same because you're not the same. You're not the same.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.